Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the place for the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Tuesday, July 4th, 2017. Happy Independence Day, if you're in the United States. I wanted to tell you about a game I've been playing recently. I was a big fan of the Pathfinder Adventures card game. Pathfinder is a popular role-playing universe. Talked about it, I think, a little bit last week because there's a brand new top-down isometric action RPG that has just been kickstarted that will take place inside the Pathfinder universe as well, something I'm very excited about. I DM'd a campaign in the Pathfinder role-playing universe, and I find the rule set pretty cool. It's kind of a throwback to old D&D style, and the universe is very robust. It's full of a lot of interesting characters and creatures and storylines. Very classic D&D style, but with its own twist. Paizo has been shepherding Pathfinder for several years now, and the amount of content, the amount of lore that has already been established is pretty significant. So seeing the universe brought into other kinds of games has been a real delight for me. And I rushed out and bought the Pathfinder Adventure card game as a board game product several years ago when it was released. And it's pretty darn cool. It's a co-op card game where you are investigating various locations by searching through the deck and getting into fights with you and your team trying to find the big bad that's hidden among these various locations, all the while closing the locations by destroying his sort of sub-bosses that are living there. Dice rolling for combat, you get loot, and you get this sort of progression system where your deck gets more and more robust, meaning your character gets more and more powerful as you do the different adventures. So there's been a lot of different adventures released and upgrades and expansions. It's a pretty cool card game. Now there is a digital version, and that's what I've been playing recently. The PC and Mac version of Pathfinder Adventures, which was just released on Steam recently. And it is an excellent, excellent adaptation of this tabletop game into the digital space. The art is phenomenal. The layout and design of the interface is exceptional. I'm so impressed with what Obsidian has done by bringing this card game to a digital format. It's still the same kind of game. You are searching these decks, virtual decks this time, with your character, but it really makes this multiplayer board game into, which actually worked very well as a single player board game as well. Although I tend not to play board games single player, this really brings it into a single player experience, and it thrives there, I think, because the storytelling is pretty cool. They've added some dialogue stuff digitally to the game. The story aren't great, but it is a compelling combat system. You're moving through these different environments. You're fighting more and more powerful bad guys. The bad guys are cool and interesting and built out of the Pathfinder universe. And everything works so well and is so slick and is just streamlined. You don't have to shuffle a million decks like you do in the physical version. The game does all that stuff for you and, in fact, actually gives you more information than when you would have on the tabletop. Anytime you get into a skill check, which you're doing all the time in order to accomplish anything in this game, it's a skill check. You have to roll dice based on what card powers you have. It's going to tell you the percentage of your success rate. So it's giving you a little preview of whether that's likely or not. It's information you might not have unless you're a math whiz, which I am not. it's information that you wouldn't have otherwise. I think that's a benefit to playing it digitally. And everything works really, really well. My only gripe, really, and it's a gripe with any digital version of a board game that involves dice, nobody's figured out how to make dice rolling in a digital format fun. A board game that has dice rolling inherently is fun. There's just something really great about physically picking up dice and rolling them. That moment of chance is so thrilling. But when you do it digitally, first of all, you lose all the physicality. You lose that tactile sensation of the dice. No way to get that back. This game tries to allow you to sort of grab them with your mouse and shake them in order to roll them, which I guess is the best you can do. But then you sort of have to have faith in this random number generator that's going to show you what your dice come up with. And it's not that I don't have faith in it. It's just that with real physical dice, there's no potential trickery. There's no moment of going, ugh, well, this game wants me to not win. It's really what's happening. It's the physical properties of the world at play. Anyway, it's a minor gripe. Overall, I think Pathfinder Adventures is an easy game to recommend. It is a holiday here in the U.S., but that doesn't mean there isn't news this morning. We got news from the developers of Cuphead that game will not be coming to PlayStation 4 at any point. Previously, people had hoped that it would just be a timed exclusive to Xbox One and Windows PC, but on NeoGAF, the developers confirmed that the game is exclusive to Xbox and PC, with Steam and Windows 10 versions at launch and a good old games release shortly thereafter. They also said there will likely be a Mac version down the road and possibly a Linux version beyond that, but no PlayStation 4 version. They said they are open to bringing the game to PlayStation 4 in a sequel, but that this one is completely sewn up to Microsoft and Windows platforms. So PlayStation 4 owners are likely disappointed. This is a game that has wowed a lot of people over the years. It's been shown at E3s for several years in a row. We finally got a release date at this year's E3 for September. And this is that game that looks like an old classic animated short, like something you would see Steamboat Willie or a classic Looney Tunes short. But it's playable. It's a bullet hell shooter with a high level of difficulty, if the previous E3 demos are anything to judge it by. Coming out September 29th, but this will be an exclusive to Xbox One and Windows 10. So PlayStation 4 owners, sorry. Next up is a couple of call-ins. A lot of people responding to what we were talking about yesterday with regard to the Anthem PlayStation 4 trailer. This was the trailer that was released on the official PlayStation 4 YouTube channel and was revealed to be Xbox One X footage, or at least the same footage that was shown to be from Xbox One X at Microsoft's own press event at E3. A lot of people responded to that bit of news, including this comment from Ash.
Hi Jeff, Ashley from Australia here. With Sony using Microsoft's trailer of Anthem, I just find it to be quite amusing. Seems to be the continuing history of Sony versus Microsoft with their little bits of tit-for-tat. I just enjoy watching from the sidelines and eating my popcorn. Okay, bye.
Thanks for the call in, Ash. I'm not so sure that's the right take, to be quite honest with you. This is Electronic Arts. This is really not much to do with Microsoft and Sony. I mean, I guess you could surmise that because it was shown at the Microsoft press event in such a big way as the closing game of the show, that EA and Microsoft have a very cozy relationship. Certainly, if not money, then certainly an agreement exchanged hands for that placement in the press conference, and I suspect it was monetary. There was some sort of support for the game offered by Microsoft in exchange for it being associated with the Xbox One X launch and the Xbox One X platform. I'm sure that some exclusives, when the game is finally announced, will be for Microsoft. It seems like they are trying to create the kind of relationship that Activision and Destiny have with PlayStation with this upcoming game. Certainly can't fault them for that. But I think the idea of this trailer being Xbox One X footage placed on the PlayStation YouTube channel, I'm not so sure we can assign that to shenanigans that have anything to do with the two companies at play here. I don't think that Sony or Microsoft are really involved in that decision. I think that's EA deciding to just repurpose their own footage in multiple ways. It's a little disingenuous, It doesn't really represent the game the way it's going to be on the PlayStation platform, but I'm not so sure it is really a power play between these two companies. More feedback coming up. This is from The Way We Play, who has another perspective on this bit of news.
Hey, about that Anthem trailer. So, it does seem a little disingenuous, I guess, but I wouldn't be surprised, really, if it's running on, like, a dev kit or a PC anyway. And those Xbox prompts are generally just, like, the default ones used on PC. The game's still in, like, the early alpha stages, apparently. That's what they're trying to say anyway. So, I mean, I really can't, like, it's a dumb oversight, yeah. But I don't really think there's anything, like, malicious going on. I think that's just the nature of showing off games in their early stages like this. So, that's my two cents on it.
Hey, thanks for the call-in. Yeah, I think you make a great point. It probably is a relatively innocent mistake. It is a bit misrepresentative of the game, but I think you're right. It's misrepresentative of the game a full step backwards. I think it leads us to believe that perhaps it's not even representative of what it's like on Xbox One X. I think you're probably on the right track with it being played on PC hardware that is akin to what Xbox One X is likely to play this game at when it is eventually released in 2018 or early 2019, as I suspect it will be delayed to. So you're right. It's so far away that reading into any of it is a bit premature, but that does not detract from the fact that it is misrepresentative of what you're looking at. To put that same trailer, the exact same trailer, on both of those websites, I suppose what we're looking at is target footage either way, and it's just a shame that things have to be done the way they're done. It could be target footage, and it could be labeled as such. They could also just leave it with the prompts. I know that Sony would never do that with the non-Sony prompts, but yeah, all of it feels worse than it is, and feel at this point is kind of a big deal. Feel is a big deal. It's what you're trying to project the game into the minds of gamers. You're trying to advertise this upcoming thing, and to start on such a weird foot, to start on a foot that feels misleading, it leads me to question the entire veracity of the trailer. It is such an impressive trailer. It is such a gorgeous looking game. It is such a huge leap forward, it seems, in what games are capable of and are trying to do, that I go, okay, well then maybe the whole thing is bullshots, you know, as they used to call them, bullshots, the edited screenshots. Now we have, you know, manipulated video is just as bad as the old bullshots from when I was younger. It's unfortunate that you cast doubt in the minds of gamers at this point, and it really could have been avoided. It needn't be the case here. And I think EA is at fault. I think probably whoever runs the PlayStation YouTube channel is at fault, and it need not have happened. Anyway, perhaps I've been talking about it too much. Perhaps I'm making a bigger deal about it than it needs to. But a lot of you responded. I got a lot of call-ins and tweets about it. It's something that I think we all are a little sensitive to, because we want to make sure that a company is not trying to rip us off, not trying to misrepresent the game, and that is what happened here. So maybe much ado about nothing, but there is a kernel of distrust that they're sowing there.